Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Lana Elko is a transformational relationship coach and intimacy expert, speaker, the founder of the Empowered Woman's Club. She offers a conscious and graceful solution for women and couples who are facing divorce and separation. Lana has been working with cross-cultural couples and women on their relationships for more than a decade and has helped many create loving and lasting relationships. COVID-19 has been challenging not only for women but for relationships in general. And here today to tell us more about transformational coaching is Lana Elko. And Lana, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Hi, Eric. Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here today with you.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure. Really appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. So if you would, tell us more about you. How did you first get into transformational coaching? Let's start there.
Yes, for sure. So I'm a relationship and intimacy coach for women entrepreneurs and professional women who reach certain level of success, but they don't feel fulfilled in the area of intimacy. And I focus on helping women to experience the deepest level of intimacy with their partner. So basically transforming the intimate relationships into a work of art. And my first experience working with a relationship was back in the 90s, actually, when I had my own online dating agency and worked with cross-cultural couples. And that was back in Ukraine. I'm originally from Ukraine, so you can still hear my accent. And then I moved to California, and this is when I created my online transformational coaching business with a focus on intimate relationships. So I have, just for information, I have background in transpersonal psychology, social political sciences, studied tantra and nonviolent communication, breathwork. So that helped me to create a real foundation for my work. And I truly believe I also discovered my soul purpose, because that was also my deepest desire and also my personal experience. I chose to become an intimacy explorer and a pioneer who basically discovers a new world. And my brand is called Intimate Universe.
Now, Lana, for those that aren't familiar, in your own words, what is transformational coaching?
So transformational coaching is just a great container for my work because it really helps me to serve my clients on a very deep level and also have enough space to evolve. I believe traditional talk therapy, when we just talk about stuff, it's just not enough to create a real transformation because we can't really talk about something that is hidden in our subconscious and also in our body. So in my work, in this container of transformational coaching, I use highly experiential tools. So we work with tantra, and we work in so-called expanded states of consciousness. So basically, I guide my clients to their own intimate internal universe so we can discover their deepest desires, their intimate potential, develop really extraordinary intimate skills. I call it intimate leadership. So this is in a nutshell what this container of transformational coaching provides.
Certainly appreciate your helping clarify what is transformational coaching, and thanks for your input there. Now, what is the overall benefit of transformational coaching, and is it just for couples, or does it help any relationship, whether it's parent or child or friendships or in the workplace?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great question. So I usually start working with women, and my prior focus is on intimate relationship between women and men. However, when we start working, of course, it can affect any relationship, and we follow the process of the client. Now, when I get to know a woman enough, my clients, we can bring their partners in as well, so they can work together on their relationships and grow together. What I help them with is basically to completely reshape their relationship containers. based on who they are, you know, their personality types, their desires. You know, we're all different people, and that helps them to build a really solid foundation for intimacy. The problem that I see in the society is that the traditional container of marriage or any kind of equivalent of that doesn't really allow too much diversity, and it's not really customized for different personality types, different people, you know, modern times. So I feel our intimate relationships and like marriage is overdue for transformation. And in my approach, I have like creative approach to this. My relationship models are based on the tantric sacred union. And the foundation of tantric sacred union is our own truth and growth, right? Not how we're supposed to do relationship, what are the societal rules, what are rights and wrongs, you know, what are shoulds. But this is we're focusing on our own truth and growing together. What is real between us is the question we ask. And we really take the truth as without judgment and treating it just like a law of gravity, right? And then growth represents our desires that we share and the direction we want to move together. We also integrate agreements, like prearranged agreements, personal boundaries, and the level of autonomy that we want to have with our partner, because when we merge everything together and like we can feel lost in the relationship, and many times people feel that they lose their individuality, they lose their autonomy. So this is what this is how I work with couples and women, and this is these are the benefits and the foundation of my work.
Certainly do appreciate your thorough coverage and response on that. Much appreciated. Now, the pandemic obviously has added a lot of stress to relationships. Do you have any tips for those who want to strengthen their relationships, especially after going through what everybody has gone through the last year?
Yes, absolutely. And that's true. Pandemic was really challenging for many couples. Well, the first tip I want to share is acknowledging that our partner cannot possibly meet all our needs. This is an illusion. So we do need to have more extensive support system and what I call a network of complementary relationships. So that is very important. And the second tip that is my favorite piece of advice for couples who want to strengthen their relationships and make them actually more authentic and real is to allow connect and disconnect in our relationship. That might sound counterintuitive to many people, right? Because this is not something that we learn when we grow up. We feel like we always need to be connected, and disconnect is something wrong. But this is how we can actually align our relationships with the universal laws of energy. Because if you think about it, like everything is cyclic in the universe. There is day and night and tides in the ocean, inhale, exhale, like with breath. And our relationship is no different. So allowing this natural disconnect, like the exhale, like there's a relationship breath, like exhale, is a very healthy phase for a relationship. And what it gives us is an opportunity to reconnect with ourselves when we disconnect from our partner and sustain our autonomy so we don't lose ourselves, right, in the relationship.
Lana, certainly appreciate your visit and for all the information shared so far today. We're speaking with Lana Elko, a transformational relationship coach and intimacy expert speaker and the founder of the Empowered Woman's Club here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Lana, is it hard to juggle as we look at entrepreneurship from your side of the fence? Is it hard to juggle being an entrepreneur and having a family? How do you balance both?
Yeah, that's a great question and very important one. I feel it is very important to be fully present with both, right? And when I'm working, I'm 100% present with my work. So I'm not distracted, and I don't worry about my family. You know, I set up all the system structures that need to support my routine. And when I'm with my family, I'm 100% present with my family, and I'm not thinking about business, I'm not multitasking, I'm not distracting myself, and that really provides really high quality time for us, you know, as a family, and also it allows me to have my space when I work, because now, like, working online, it's, like, really easy to get distracted, you know, but that is something that's, like, rule number one in my world.
I can certainly appreciate that, being totally present 100% in whatever you're doing, and that is a big piece of advice right there. Simple, but some great, great advice. Now, is there any advice also that you have for other women business owners that are first starting their company, and what are some tips to make sure that their company stays successful, especially during these times?
Yeah, very great question. So, my own business coach used to say, starting your own business is the best personal development program in the world. And I totally agree. The biggest challenge I see for women who are transitioning from a traditional career maybe to start their own business, or maybe they never had business before, is to take a full responsibility for their own life, right? 100% responsibility. And then also being consistent and disciplined and dealing with unknown. Business is all about facing the unknown and trusting the process. Of course, we can have, you know, business strategies and plans, but the reality proves that, you know, it never happens the way we plan or the way we imagine. So it's also the capacity to trust the process, to know what we're doing, to understand our why we're doing and who we're serving. It's very important. And also integrate, you know, our spirituality and intuition. Because right now the market is very dynamic and constantly changing, right? So we have to be constantly present and be able to course correct all the time, right? As I said, when you start a business, it's very important to understand the why. Like, why are you starting this particular business? How is it connected with your soul purpose, with your gifts, or what do you want to offer to people? Why do you feel it's important? Who you want to serve as well. So I would recommend actually every woman who wants to start a new business, I would recommend to hire a business coach or consultant so they can help you with the right mindset, understanding your whys, aligned strategy, proper business routine. And it's very important to have this support and guidance, I believe.
Yeah, that support and guidance is huge. And having someone there to be accountable to is really important, especially when starting a business and keeping that mindset in check. Good stuff there. Thanks for your feedback. Now, how about lessons learned? If you were to start your business over today, anything that you would do different?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that comes to my mind is procrastination and self-sabotage. I would definitely work more on that, because I actually believe it's very important to make mistakes and allow yourself to make mistakes, and because this is how we learn our lesson. And when we procrastinate or self-sabotage, we're trying to create different excuses why we don't want to feel uncomfortable and challenge ourselves. Another expression that I like, it's always awkward before it's elegant. So just allowing yourself to be awkward and go for it even before you're ready, I think it's a great, great idea. And I think that's what I would do different when I look back. And as an example, I used to dislike sales calls. So I would try to avoid doing that and, like, offer my services actively to new people. But that's what business is about, right? Sales and services. So I had to really face that self-sabotage and avoiding that process and find my own way to do it authentically, naturally, and enjoy the process. And also the key lesson there was to really own my gift and my genius and see sales as a sacred energetic exchange that is mutually beneficial.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback there, and there's a lot to learn from your response to that, so thanks so much for sharing that on Lessons Learned. Now, I'd be curious, are you working on any exciting new projects now, and how will those projects help people that you serve?
Yes, absolutely. I'm working on a brand new project called The Ascension of Intimacy. And this is a group journey, group program for women who want to transform their intimate lives, heal their relationship with men, and experience the deepest level of intimacy. I was mostly focusing on working with private clients on a very high level and short-term workshops, but this program is definitely a highlight of my work, of my professional journey. And this is the fusion of Tantra, transpersonal psychology, nonviolent communication, and all my insights of feminine empowerment work. We'll focus on experiential work a lot, practices, and working with expanded states of consciousness. Because this is what is very important, that many people don't know that the only way we can experience the deepest level of intimacy, what we call in Tantra, we call it transformational level, is through expanded states of consciousness.
Sounds like you stay awful busy, and sounds like some exciting things are in the works for sure. Now, as we conclude, and one more question for you, April is Financial Literary Month. Is there any advice you have about how to approach the topic of money when it comes to either business or personal?
Yes, absolutely. I believe money has a huge impact on all areas of our life, including our intimate relationships. And in the world, money represents a safety, security, and really triggers our survival instincts. So it's very important to develop healthy relationships with money and have the right mindset and understand how the energy of money works. So I do believe it's important to take some time and study this subject and work on mindset, especially for business owners. For entrepreneurs, I would recommend to be courageous with money and invest in yourself and your business. That was the best investment in my life when I invested in myself, because you're the one who is behind your business. You're the one who is building your business, right? So investing in yourself first is the best investment you can ever make. And another tip that's very, very important is that remember that money is a renewable resource. It can be replaced, but time is not. So this is something to think about. And when it comes to our intimate relationship, I believe it's very, very important to have agreement about money and financial decisions with your partner. And it's important to understand and accept each other's values, because we can have different values, especially women and men. We spend money differently. We feel differently about money. We navigate this area of life differently. So we need to allow a certain level of financial autonomy. Money challenges can really affect our intimate relationship. So we do need to set up really healthy agreements about it, and not just to follow societal shoots when we just merge all the finances and like don't talk about that on a deep level. And we can start feeling disempowered, and we can play small when we're not comfortable to talk about that and find a healthy way to navigate it together.
Lana, really appreciate your visit and what you do, and for joining us here today to introduce yourself and your services as a transformational coach. Where can one go to find out more information online about you and your services? Where's the best place to do so?
I have a website, lanaelcocoaching.com, lanaelcocoaching.com. And you can also find me on social media, Lana Elk on Instagram, LinkedIn, and on Facebook. My brand is called Intimate Universe.
And to be of further help, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast accordingly to be of help as well. Again, Lana, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Lana Elko, a transformational relationship coach and intimacy expert, speaker, and the founder of the Empowered Woman's Club. And for all the details, simply visit LanaElkoCoaching.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.